Colby College is out with another poll, and it shows the U.S. Senate race is very close and could be decided by the ranked choice voting process. Maine Public Radio senior political reporter Mal Leary spoke with Colby College professor Dan Shea, who led the polling.
We're seeing tight races. It's really tight in the state of Maine. Now, the presidential race, we're finding Joe Biden is well ahead statewide, 50-39%, but only up by about 3 points in the second CD, and that's within the margin of error. That's going to be tight up there. We're finding that in our last poll, and others are finding it. Other polling outfits are finding the same thing. It's going to be nip and tuck up in the second district. I have no doubt about that. And it's not a surprise to me, given how close it is, that the president seems to be pushing a lot of money up into that district. I think the Biden campaign will probably respond soon along similar lines. There's a number of scenarios, believe it or not, that could come down to this election, could come down to one electoral vote. So leave no stone unturned, I guess. That's going to be close in the second district.
And when you look at the U.S. Senate race, which, of course, has probably as much attention, if not more, with the amounts of money being spent, that appears to be almost a dead heat. Sarah Gideon has a slight lead outside of the margin of error, but certainly not very comfortable.
That's right, Mal. We have Sarah Gideon at 45% and Senator Collins at 41% with a margin of error of 3.5. So, yeah, you're right. It's essentially the margin of error. We think it's a little closer than some of the other polling firms have found in the last week or two. Maybe a dead heat. It's an interesting issue. The number of independents has actually been cut in half. Our first poll found about 12% unsure about the Senate race. It's down to 6%. Our guess is that about that each candidate is getting half of those. It's remaining really tight. And then, of course, there's this whole issue of ranked choice voting.
And as part of that, you have the two independents who seem to be doing reasonably well for non-party candidates, Lisa Savage and Max Lynn. You polled this time on both of them. And both of them got some numbers.
Yeah, it's a little bit surprising there. They got 8% combined. Max Lynn was at 5%, and Lisa Savage is at 3%. But what's really interesting about that, Mal, is there doesn't seem to be any pattern emerging from that. You know, there are traditional wisdom around the state that maybe, you know, the votes for Max Lynn, their second choice, might line up with Susan Collins, and the second choice for Lisa Savage might line up with Sarah Gideon. There's some of that, but it's not that clear. It's not that simple. It's fascinating. The ranked choice process is not lining up exactly the way we might have imagined. One of the issues, I'll tell you, is sort of a methodological issue. There are 79, our sample is 847. 79 of those would be counted in the second choice of the ranked choice. That is, they didn't vote for either Collins or Gideon on the first option. So our sample is smaller, right? And you divide that essentially in half. So you've got a really small sample size. So it's hard to make any definitive predictions about where they'll line up. But my colleagues and I at Colby are really curious. The numbers don't seem to fit a pattern that we might have expected.
It was interesting that it appeared that both Gideon and Collins had about 8% in terms of that ranked choice voting outcome.
Yeah, our best guess is that they both pick up a couple points when all said and done. But, you know, some of the Savage voters are actually voting for Lynn, and some of the Lynn voters are voting for Savage. And, the expected pattern that, you know, candidates on the left would group and candidates on the right would group doesn't seem to be true. But here's what we want to say about that. My colleagues and I have been talking a lot about this. We really don't want to go too far in any sort of prediction on that or any sort of assessment on that, again, because the sample is so small. There's only 79 voters. 8% of our sample equals 79 voters. it's really tough. It's really tough to make any definitive predictions out of such a small sample size.
Yet, of course, the ranked choice voting could make the difference in terms of who is elected senator.
We think so. It's possible. And remember, there are 6% that is undecided still. We think between the ranked choice voting and the undecided, this is a toss-up race. This is really close. We think it's going to be a nail-biter on election night.
Professor Dan Shea, speaking with Mal Leary about the latest Colby College voter survey, Shea says another one is planned for next month, just a few weeks before the election.